Good morning and welcome to Catholic Views. I'm Jerry Klein. Thanks for joining us. Today in the program, we're going to talk about the Catholic Family Sharing Appeal with Melinda North and Dr. Chris Bergwald, Kevin Fitzgibbons with the interview this morning. Renee Krantz will have news for us in just a bit. First, the readings for this Sunday. Emily Leadham with the first and second reading and Deacon Roger Height with the gospel.
A reading from the book of the prophet Malachi. Thus says the Lord God, Lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. And suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek, and the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. Yes, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who will endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like the refiner's fire, or like the fuller's lye. He will sit refining and purifying silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi, refining them like gold or like silver, that they may offer due sacrifice to the Lord. Then the sacrifice of Judah and Jerusalem will please the Lord, as in the days of old, as in years gone by. The word of the Lord. A reading from the book of Hebrews. Since the children share in blood and flesh, Jesus likewise shared in them, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who through fear of death had been subject to slavery all their life. Surely he did not help angels, but rather the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every way, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest before God, to expiate the sins of the people, because he himself was tested through what he suffered. He is able to help those who are being tested. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the day came to purify them according to the law of Moses, the couple brought Jesus up to Jerusalem so that he could be presented to the Lord. For it is written in the law of the Lord, Every firstborn male shall be consecrated to the Lord. They came to offer in sacrifice a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accord with the dictate of the law of the Lord. There lived in Jerusalem at the time a certain man named Simeon. He was just and pious, and awaited the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not experience death until he had seen the anointed of the Lord. He came to the temple now, inspired by the Spirit, and when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to perform for him the customary ritual of the law, he took him in his arms and blessed God in these words, Now, Master, you can dismiss your servant in peace. You have fulfilled your word. For my eyes have witnessed your saving deed, displayed for all the peoples to see, a revealing light to the Gentiles, the glory of your people Israel. The Gospel of the Lord.
And now with a look at news highlights from this past week from the Bishop's Bulletin, here's Renee Krantz.
Catholic Family Services is introducing a new grief program to help families dealing with the death of a loved one from addiction and overdose. It's meant to be a safe place where families can explore and share their feelings about this painful loss. Grief counselor Janelle Christensen created the program because she saw a need in the community since no program like this exists in the area. This program starts February 25th. Contact Catholic Family Services for more information. The Vatican will host a conference on how the Catholic Church can fulfill its mission to care for, welcome, and include the elderly in its life rather than abandoning them like many societies do today. The first International Congress for the Pastoral Ministry to the Elderly is meant to build a bridge between the elderly and the church so that they become a shared patrimony of the church, said Vittorio Celso, an official of the Vatican Dicastery for Laity, the Family, and Life. According to the Dicastery, the January 29th through 31st conference will gather over 500 experts, pastoral ministers, and representatives of bishops' conferences from 60 countries to reflect on how to minister to the elderly. Pope Francis recognized the martyrdom of 6 religious priests and brothers and 7 laypeople who were killed in the 20th century in hatred of the faith, clearing the way for their beatification. Among the soon-to-be blesseds are 3 Spanish priests of the Missionaries of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and 7 laymen who were killed in Guatemala between 1980 and 1991. People who cross international borders to work often face appalling exploitation, yet this is mostly shrugged off by citizens in host countries, said a U.S. Bishops' Conference participant at a global migration meeting in Quito, Ecuador. Labor trafficking is common, and people tend to underestimate the damage of this causes, said Hillary Chester, Associate Director for Anti-Trafficking Programs in the Bishops' Migration and Refugee Services. Migrants and their families invest in jobs, she said, noting that with fees paid to labor contractors, migrant laborers start their jobs in debt, and with their visas tied to that job, they can't quit. Unscrupulous employers take advantage of migrants' vulnerability, Chester told Catholic News Service. Pope Francis met with Iraq's president for private talks, underlining the need for promoting stability, reconstruction, national sovereignty, and dialogue in the country, as well as guaranteeing security for Christians. The closed-door meeting between the Pope and President Barham Salih at the Vatican January 25th lasted about 30 minutes. During the cordial discussions, the good bilateral relations between the two countries were discussed, as well as the challenges Iraq currently faces, according to a Vatican statement. With all the news at Catholic Can News, I'm Renee Kranz with the Bishop's Bulletin.
You think about some of those parts of the world where they've just been so under siege for so long.
Yeah, persecuted a long time.
Yeah, a long time. Pray for them. And yes. Glad the Pope is involved. That can only help, I would think.
Yes.
All right. That's our time for news. Let's move on to our interview.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Views. I'm Kevin Fitzgibbons, filling in for Jerry Klein this morning. This morning, we're going to be talking about Catholic Family Sharing Appeal. And we have Melinda North and Chris Bergwald, Dr. Chris Bergwald, in studio with us. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
It's so good to have you guys in here. And, you know, this time of the year, we get excited. It's Catholic Family Sharing Appeal time of the year. Mm-hmm. So every February, we kick it off, right?
We do. We coincide Catholic Family Sharing Appeal with Ash Wednesday and Lent.
Okay.
Because we all sacrifice during the Lenten season, and God asks us to sacrifice our giving, too.
Interesting. I didn't know that that's what it tied into.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
Wow. Okay.
I know a lot of people don't.
No.
And I tend to forget it because I've been involved with it for so many years. But there is a very beautiful meaning behind it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Lent is a time, the ultimate gift, right? God gave his life. God gave his only son for us, the yeah. ultimate sacrifice. And it tends to be forgotten that within that Lenten season, we all should take to prayer the gifts that we've been given. And what are we sacrificing? When God can give us his only son, what are we sacrificing to give back? And Catholic Family Sharing Appeal ties into that in a way that we tend to forget, right?
Yeah.
We have to so often sacrifice for our neighbors and for people who can't care for themselves or who can't afford something, you know, and how are we giving back? How are we supporting our neighbor? And Catholic Family Sharing Appeal is just one of those ways.
Amen, Melinda.
That, okay, I've 17, this is my 18th Catholic Family Sharing Appeal, working and living in the diocese, and that was the most eloquent explanation
yeah.
of the timing, Melinda, of a Catholic Family Sharing Appeal that I think I've ever heard in the 18th. I knew it was roughly around Lent, but that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Good job. So that reality that you're right. I mean, why do we do it then? Because of the sacrifice. I was thinking, you know, we're all kind of more attuned to our faith, which is true. But why are we more attuned to our faith? Because we are, it sounds strange to say, but we're celebrating the passion and death and resurrection of Jesus.
Right.
What he gave for us. So
right.
how fitting it is that we're invited then to think about how can we give as well.
Right.
Thank you.
And that's the whole meaning of stewardship, right?
Right. Amen.
Stewardship is it's built upon your relationship with Jesus and with God and giving in gratitude for all that you've been given.
Yep.
Right? Our health. I take my health for
Amen.
Granted every
all
day.
All the time.
I woke up in the dark one day and I couldn't see and it dawned on me, oh my gosh, God gave me sight.
Yep.
All the beautiful things that I take for granted every
Amen.
Day, right? And I think as a mom, I see it so much in my kids and so much in the blessings, especially when you have family members and friends who have kids that are dealing with diseases and illnesses and all of that. There's just so much to be grateful for. The gift of life, right? I mean, Kevin, your wife is expecting any day now. And I remember as a mom, just that feeling of, oh my gosh, this is the one time that I'm working in tandem with God to give life.
Oh, I never thought about it
and
like that.
Yeah, you're it's a beautiful gift. And I probably don't talk about it enough now that you say that, Chris. And we forget that Catholic Family Sharing Appeal is a way for us to give back
right.
and very tangibly support our neighbors yep. in the church yep. as our family.
It's a real way for us to imitate our Lord. He gave himself completely for us. So we can, in this small way, imitate him and become more like him.
Mm-hmm.
So backing up, I know you've kind of talked about what Catholic Family Sharing Appeal is. Can you give us kind of a brief history of where this comes from? From my understanding, it's you know, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's, stemming from that whole thing that Jesus said. Is that really how it ties in, or is that just Kevin Miles talking to me, doing Kevin Miles things? Sorry, Kevin.
Yeah, you know, you could look at it any different ways, right?
Sure.
And Chris would be better at focusing it on the biblical side of it. I look at Catholic Family Sharing Appeal in my simplistic way. I always say this because I don't know theology and the Bible as well as some people do. But Catholic Family Sharing Appeal to me is the one time in the church that all of us, all, you know, 125,000 Catholics, 125,000, I think, something like that, 35,000 households. It's a time when we all come together to build upon the kingdom of the Lord here in on earth, right? And specifically in our Diocese of Sioux Falls. So everything that Catholic Family Sharing Appeal supports is more than any one person, one parish, one office could do on its own. So we are literally all working together to build the kingdom of God. So for me, Catholic Family Sharing Appeal is that time once a year where we all give back, this came from one of my priest advisors, Father Terry Weber, today. He said, you know, Catholic Family Sharing Appeal isn't to give to see what I get back out of it.
Yeah.
Because I talk a lot about the benefit that my family receives, you know, my kids and all the youth ministry programs that are out there, discipleship camp, the youth conference, Totus Tuus, all of those things that are affecting my family. And he looked at me and he said, you know, Melinda, it's not about what you get because you give. It's about what you give so your neighbor can benefit. It's about helping others. It's Amen. Not about us. And that was just a huge thing for me, kind of an epiphany like this morning. It's, you know, it's not about me.
Mm-hmm.
It's about what everyone else is going to mm-hmm. benefit from. And the big thing, one of the big things that I love to talk about Catholic Family Sharing Appeal supporting is our seminarians, right?
Yeah.
We're one of the few dioceses that has, right now, I think we have 15 seminarians who are studying and discerning the priesthood. And we as a diocese, as a family, this body of people who give financially to Catholic Family Sharing Appeal, who give through prayers to Catholic Family Sharing Appeal, are building up this group of men to discern whether or not they're called to serve God in the priesthood. Even if they decide not to, we're forming these men to be incredible husbands, to Amen. Be incredible yes. leaders in the church. And it's just a beautiful thing. It's an enjoyable thing to watch from my perspective as director of Catholic Family Sharing Appeal. But it's hard to, you know, I always say, I wish I had this crystal ball where I could just pull it up and show people what's happening within our diocese that they're supporting. Because it's incredible. It really is. And Absolutely. Chris's office is a great example of that. The Adult Discipleship and Evangelization Office. If you didn't see the video at your parish on kickoff weekend, go to the website after February 8th and look at the video, because there's a testimony from Missy Bomberger, who is the Adult Discipleship Religious Education Coordinator at Immaculate Conception in Watertown.
Sure.
And she really talks about the impact that Chris's involvement with her, not only as a resource, mm-hmm. but as a teacher, has made in her adults that Immaculate Conception, which then trickles down, right?
Yes.
It's that one by one mentality, which Chris's office is, I mean, it's so great at doing.
So Chris, how has your office benefited from Catholic Family Sharing Appeal, you know, the generosity of people within our diocese? It's really had an impact on your office. And like Melinda was saying, Missy Bomberger, I mean, her testimony during kickoff, it's pretty powerful stuff.
I haven't seen it yet, so now I'm really looking forward to seeing it. No, that's just one example of how the generosity of people of this diocese, I said this is my 18th Catholic Family Sharing Appeal, I marvel at. I couldn't do. I mean, in terms of my own salary is paid for. So it allows me to spend time with people like Missy Bomberger and the people of her parish, and work with the pastors of our diocese who might want to sort of consult, like pick my brain. Hey, Chris, we want to do this. What kind of Bible study or what kind of studies could we do? But then also, hey, Chris, can you bring in a speaker? Things like the Women's Conference, which we're doing again this spring. Things like I'm working with my colleague Emily Liedem on that and on the Couples Conference, which we had recently. Those are all ways, like bigger ways, like larger events. But then the small, less visible things, maybe a conversation with somebody at the parish level, just a little workshop at a parish level, offering something at Abbey of the Hills or at Broomtree Retreat Center. All those things, none of those things could happen if it wasn't for the generosity of the people of the Diocese of Sioux Falls through Catholic Family Sharing Appeal.
And that's so true. I you know, our communications office, even
right,
Sunday TV Mass, Catholic Views, all of these really great things that people participate in and listen to every week or watch every week.
Right.
That isn't here without the generosity right. of people's gifts
and, right. and the reach that has. I mean, oh. So like talking about, so you sit in here many times when I'm recording my podcast Ignition, which airs, well, it's on the internet, so it can air anywhere, but people around the diocese, let alone anywhere else in the world, people who maybe can't get to, maybe they're homebound or whatever, yep. they have the ability to receive formation
yep.
in their faith through the internet, through the radio, because Catholic Family Sharing Appeal allows my office, in collaboration with your yeah. office, to do that.
And I, personally, I love, you know, having that exposure that I wouldn't necessarily have any other opportunity to listen to that because, you know, I'm at home or other obligations. Right. So having that opportunity to hear those, you know, conversations you have with other strong faith people in our diocese or outside of our diocese mm-hmm. is a really good way to evangelize to people like me
right.
who either A, don't have the time or B, or homebound or, you know, right. things
right.
like that.
Right.
So you know, I think there's a huge benefit.
So it's interesting. The ministries supported by Catholic Family Sharing Appeal are very wide and vast. And yeah. one of the big ones, you know, you talked about the communications office here at the diocese
yep.
and all the things that they do that are supported through Catholic Family Sharing Appeal. The TV Mass is one that really stands out to me for a couple of reasons. One, when my mom was very ill and on her last journey, she was a daily Mass goer and never missed a weekend Mass and things. But when she couldn't get out of the house anymore, it was very humbling for me to see how important Sunday TV Mass was to her on a weekly basis because she couldn't make it to daily Mass anymore. And the joy that she expressed in watching her bishop in our cathedral celebrate Mass was, again, it was an epiphany of how blessed are we in this diocese. I don't think we really truly realize all the incredible things that we are doing together in our diocese. And Chris's discipleship and evangelization office is just one piece of that.
Mm-hmm.
TV Mass, it's amazing to look at the emails of gratitude that people send to Bishop Swain from overseas. People yeah. who don't have access to churches, who can't practice their faith in public, but they can watch it on the internet.
Yes.
And they have expressed their gratitude for our diocese for making it possible.
Get tons of emails from people from the Philippines, uh-huh. from all over telling yeah. us thank you. So yeah, you're absolutely right, Melinda.
It's incredible. And you know, one thing that I always like to talk about is Catholic Family Sharing Appeal is only a piece of the income that comes to support the diocese. Catholic Family Sharing Appeal only supports like 56% of the overall budget. There's other avenues of support that comes in through the diocese from our very generous donors, through the Catholic Community Foundation, through endowments, through bequests and gifts
sure.
and whatnot. So the support of Catholic Family Sharing Appeal, yes, it is a financial request. And yes, we do need the assistance. But we really want people to take it a little bit deeper and take it to prayer and talk with your spouse, talk with your kids, talk with Jesus about, God, thank you for what you've given us. Thank you for what we've been able to do. How are you asking us to give back to Catholic Family Sharing Appeal? We really don't want it just to be, oh, here's 10 bucks. I'm throwing it in the envelope. We want it to be a prayerful conversation that you have with Jesus. And if you can give a little bit more this year, please prayerfully consider that. If you can give monthly, which increases your gift, that it just means so much to the diocese and hopefully to you if you're really going through it in a prayerful way.
That's a great lead into my next question,
oh,
Melinda. We have about 5 minutes left, but I just want to ask you, what is... You know, let me back up here. People don't have to give exorbitant amounts of money. You know, stewardship mm-hmm. is built on those three pillars of time, talent, and treasure. You know, we're asking for treasure here in this mm-hmm. sense, but time and talent are not negated from the conversation as well. What would be a gift that anyone can give through Catholic Family Sharing Appeal? $5, $10, it doesn't matter, right?
Right. Right. You know, it's interesting when you say the pillars of stewardship, time, talent, and treasure. When I started really diving into this, what I see time, it's not time in the kitchen serving meals. It's not time teaching religious education. To me, the pillar of time and stewardship is the time that you spend in prayer.
Mm.
Asking God what gifts he's given you to share. And then that's where the talent comes in.
Sure.
If you're spending that time in prayer with God, he's going to tell you, I've given you this gift, Melinda. Don't hold it in. Share it. Donate your time. I've given you this gift to earn money. Share it. Don't hold back on your finances because you're afraid of what tomorrow might bring. I had a beautiful conversation with a friend of mine a couple of years ago, and she said, you know, I'm not able to give an extraordinary amount, but I am able to do $25 a month for the year. And that is the largest gift I will ever be able to give because I can't write a check out for that much in one sitting. I can't write a check out for $250, but I can give $25 a month. And I'm like, that's beautiful.
My wife just told me this morning, so my wife's a financial advisor, so she tells me lots of finance things that I don't necessarily understand most of the time, but she told me that if you spend $27 a day, that adds up to $10,000 a year. So $25 a month, really, I mean, if you're thinking sacrificially as a family, mm-hmm. you can do that. You really can.
Most people can, but
yeah.
there are, you know, we always get those gifts too. I have one donor that gives $5 a month.
Yeah.
God bless you. You know, talk about the widow's mite, right?
Yep.
Is that what it's
yeah.
called?
Yep.
That is a sacrificial gift.
Yes.
And it's beautiful. And some people, I got the sweetest little note from a lady up in the northern part of the state. She said, I so wish I could give more, but I just can't with my limited resources. But I can pray for you, and I'll be darned, I bet she does every single day.
Oh, I'm sure.
Prays for us. And that's the foundation of our diocese, right?
Yep.
Prayer. We are who we are, and we're building on what we have because of the prayer.
And our diocese is so strong. When I think of mm-hmm. our diocese, I'm so proud. Like you were alluding to
Amen.
Before, seminary and education.
Right.
I don't know if we're one of the few dioceses, but I know we're a good diocese mm-hmm. that takes care of our seminarians. And
right.
we truly want them to be strong faith leaders in our community. And we know that if they come back to our diocese, either be it as a priest or as a, you know, whatever vocation they are, they're going to be better formed.
Yep. Right, right. Yep. It's interesting that you say that because Bishop Swain, he's ending his time here, right? Because we're getting a new bishop soon. And he is closing out his time with the diocese with his Catholic Family Sharing Appeal. He kicked off his time with the diocese with his motto of give praise to the Lord.
Yeah.
We're closing his time here this year with give praise to the Lord.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what a beautiful gift he's given us in that.
Yep.
Give praise to the Lord.
Amen. So we have about a minute and 45 seconds left. Any final thoughts and things that you want to share?
I want to go back and just reiterate something that Melinda said about really discerning. You know, I mean, God can't be outdone in generosity. You hear that all the time, but it's literally true. I mean, Jermaine and I have been married for 20 years, and we have found every time that is it going to be a little bit tight or whatever, that when we're faithful to the Lord, he's more than faithful back. So he can't be outdone in generosity. And to really pray about it and not just, I mean, that's convicting to me, Melinda, because I've been doing this for years and it is sort of check the box, but he really wants us. You're right. He wants us to talk to him, to ask him, Lord, what are you asking me to do this year for Catholic Family Sharing Appeal?
Right. So really think about it. And if kickoff weekend is February 8th and 9th, if your pastor is not able to play the video or talk about the ministries that are supported, please go out to the website. We have this great website that's supported through Catholic Family Sharing Appeal at sfcatholic.org, and go to the CFSA link and you'll see all the ministries and the percentages that are given to each. And then if you have any additional questions or you want to talk through anything, please give us a call. 988-3725 or anybody within the diocese. We'd be happy to tell you more about what's available to the people and to the parishes through Catholic Family Sharing Appeal.
Amen. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you,
Melinda. Thank you.
Dr. Bergwald.
God bless.
Renee, it's time for the bulletin to be in homes again.
It is. It should be hitting mailboxes probably as we speak or by Monday or Tuesday. So we have all kinds of stuff about ordination, a great story about Bishop Swain as he leaves us, and CFSA as well.
Well, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
I hope people take advantage of that. What else we got coming up?
We have a new Saint blog that should be posted on St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, great for Catholic Schools Week.
Yeah, very appropriate for that. And of course, we're in February now. It's ordination month.
It is. A lot going to happen.
All excited about that. So stay tuned. More to come. That's our time for Catholic Views today. We'll be back next Sunday.